morning, and welcome to Reading Isn't for Kids, a book club podcast where two grown adults read children books and sometimes other media. My name is Austin.
And my name is Anna. We're definitely not children.
No. And we're going to take you on this journey of reading old 90s and 2000s children's books like Junie B. Jones.
Or The Magic Treehouse.
Or maybe Goosebumps.
Or even, hey, maybe we'll go crazy and do A to Z mysteries.
A to Z mysteries, and maybe if we're feeling extra spicy, we'll do the Fear Street books.
For sure.
And then I was thinking we could throw in some comics, because I like comics, and I would love my wife to read more of them, so.
Yes.
And those comics definitely won't be for kids, so.
Truly, truly not for children.
But anyway, today we're reading something special. We're reading Junie B. Jones and what's it, The
Stupid Smelly Bus.
By Barbara Park.
Yes, who is now deceased.
She did pass away a little bit ago.
I think it was a year or two ago she passed away. Which Junie B. Jones, that book series is quite dear to my heart. It's I think it is the very first chapter book series that I ever read, and I did read them in kindergarten, which was extra special to me because Junie B. Jones is also a kindergartner.
Yeah. And she sure is.
She sure is a kindergartner.
It's like talking to a kindergartner.
It truly is.
I never read these books because I was a boy, so I was convinced that I couldn't read these books because I'm a boy, and Junie B. Jones is a girl, so how could I read these books? Obviously, now I'm like, that's stupid.
Yeah, I read them because our kindergarten teacher would read them to us. She read Stupid Smelly Bus and Peep in My Pocket during Farm Week. We live in the Midwest, so Farm Week. I do remember those, and yes, so I got the entire series and read them all.
Totally. See, I read, like, cool boy books, like Goosebumps.
I also read Goosebumps.
Yeah, but
I was a non-discriminatory reader.
It wasn't necessarily me. I just think that's what I was informed.
Well, yeah, it was the 90s, so it was a little different.
Well, 2000s. But anyway, we read it, so, and I've never read it before, so this was my first time reading a Junie B. Jones books, and I gotta say,
it's a lot different reading them as an adult.
I didn't like it at all.
It's a lot different reading them as an adult, as like opposed to when you were a child. And these books are designed for parents to read them to the children.
Well, yeah.
And like, you know, relate as a parent, like, oh, this is definitely how children are. And if you've never picked up a Junie B. Jones book ever, she's a very annoying child. She's very vocal and outspoken, which isn't like an annoying child trait necessarily. It's just that she also pairs it with disobedience. And this is making me sound like a fascist, and I don't like it.
She sucks.
But she's truly like a child that would like, if they were your child, like you would eventually like shave your head. Like, they would just, like, make you go nuts.
I did agree with how she didn't like that gym, because that gym sucks.
That gym does suck.
Like, what a little asshole.
But also, she did start it by when she got on the bus, she just started fucking with his shit. Like, she just started touching his stuff and, like, opening his backpack for no reason.
Yeah, he was already in a bad mood because he, like, didn't want to go to school or some shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can't tell which ones are her friends and which ones aren't. Like, is Lucille her friend?
Yes, Lucille is her friend, and they remain Lucille and Grace remain her friends throughout the entire series.
Fun fact, Lucille is the name of Negan's bat in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I knew that.
Which is a far better character.
Negan from Walking Dead is just a far better character than Jamie B.
Like, she didn't kill one person in this whole book.
I mean, she did call the police.
She called 911.
But that's at the end of the story. So, a quick synopsis of this. Junie B. Jones is preparing to enter kindergarten. Even though kindergarten is only a half day for her, I've never heard of a kindergarten that's only half day, only pre-kindergarten classes.
Maybe it was in like the inner city or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like she's like in like a rural area or anything. She sounds like she's in like suburbia.
Yeah. Rich white girl.
Maybe. But yeah, she goes to school and she has a terrible time on the bus. It takes 1 to 3 hours, she said.
Yeah. So this is her getting on the bus and she just has a horrible time. No one wants to sit next to her. No one really seems to like her, and she doesn't really seem to like the bus at all.
No one seems to like each other either. I don't know if it's just her. It seems like everyone is like pretty uncomfortable, which makes sense. They're going to school.
Their first day.
And it smells like egg salad.
Yes.
And that was weird to me because that's a very specific smell. I don't know what a kid...
But, and like, everyone makes egg salad differently, so is it like more pickly smelling, or is it definitely like,
yeah, she did not
like
get into the
mayonnaise smelling?
She didn't get into enough depth on what this egg salad smelled like.
Yeah.
But yeah, she sits next, then this kid named Jim sits next to him, her, excuse me, and she like starts counting his zippers and then starts opening his backpack, and he gets so mad.
He like gets up and leaves in the middle of the bus ride, like to a different seat.
Yeah.
And then
she's like, "Oh, that guy, that Jim's mean." And I'm like, "Come on, Junie."
And then they
don't call her that. Don't call her Junie. You gotta have the B on there.
Junie B. Yeah, it's important.
It's super important.
She's a little hyperactive.
She worries about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That some of the other kids don't, which I can highly relate to. Like how when there was one point they're getting a tour of the school once they get to school.
Mm-hmm.
And first when they get to school, they create their name tags and she has to get a new one because she messes up.
Yeah, she writes Junie too big, so she can't fit the B on there. And she like has a scream, like she screams about it. And the teacher just gives her a new one. So it's a piece of paper.
Then she starts talking to her neighbor, Lucille. And they start talking about, like, what color her nails are and, like, what her name stands for and all this stuff. So then they decide they're going to go on a tour of the school. Mrs. is taking them because she never... Mrs. Damn little girl doesn't even know the teacher's name.
Yeah.
Remembers the bus driver's name.
Yeah, it's Mr. Wu.
Remembers the bus driver's name, but not the teacher's name.
Or the principal. He's just principal.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't deserve it.
He's a baldy.
He is a baldy. but yeah, so they go on this giant escapade of going through the school, and like Lucille keeps telling her stories of what her brothers did, and her brother just sounds like a shithead.
True.
Like it's like, oh yeah, he got sent to the nurse and like got to take his shoes off and drink water with socks, and then he's just like, oh, my brother got chocolate milk poured on his head.
And, like, my brother is not allowed to fight with kids at recess anymore. He can't
beat up children anymore. And I'm like, the principal, like, is like, yeah, you can't beat up each other.
Oh, I like when she's, like, in the library, when they go to the library and she starts screaming about how much she loves books.
Yeah, she loves books. But she, like, only can read the picture ones right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And then someday she'll like ones with just words in it.
Yeah. And also, what was it? Stewed tomatoes.
Stewed, yeah. It was so specific for stewed tomatoes, and I don't...
I'm just wondering, who eats straight-up stewed tomatoes? Because I feel like that's a thing that goes in other things, like a chili. Like, you make chili with stewed tomatoes.
Maybe this mom, that's like all they give her, stewed tomatoes.
Well, then I
just
wouldn't...
Just unpeeled, whole-ass... stewed tomatoes. You ever seen those things?
Yes, and they're like wrinkly and squishy.
But yeah, so then they leave the library, and is that when they go to the nurse's office? And
yeah,
she starts talking about how the nurse doesn't look like, she does not wearing white or the right shoes.
Yeah, white. She's not wearing all white like a hospital nurse. She has like just normal colors on.
She wears a purple sweater. Oh, we forgot. When they were leaving the bus, she gets trampled.
Oh, yeah. They just, like, push her over.
just, And all Mr. Wu says is, hey, hey, hey. Like, he's some fucking, like, 90s cartoon character that, like, a stampede of 5-year-olds would be terrifying, let alone watching one get sucked underneath. And she's not even mad about, she's mad about that for, like, a minute and a half.
She's more mad that they stepped on her skirt because it looks like velvet.
Yeah, it's not real velvet. She has like black eyes, unless she's missing a tooth now, and she's like, look, my velvety skirt.
Do you remember your kindergarten bus driver's name?
I didn't have, I lived in town, so I didn't ride the bus.
Oh. My bus driver's name was Randy.
Of course it was Randy.
He was really nice.
Oh, I'm just saying. I mean, if your name's Randy, you almost legally have to be a bus driver. I lived in a group in a small town. So like, and we lived. I didn't live in the country. So we lived like half a mile from the school. So I either walked or was dropped off. There was buses that would go to like to the country.
I lived about 2 miles from the school, I think, but. I had no one to take me to school in the morning because my grandmother had to work.
Yeah, they didn't offer it for if you lived inside of the city limits.
Mm. Makes sense. So after they finished the tour, they head to the bathrooms. And I don't think they actually take a bathroom break. I think they just pass the bathrooms. And
well,
then
no,
the,
that Jim takes a bathroom break.
No, it was William, the little boy that she could beat up.
Oh, I thought that was Jim.
Uh-uh.
Oh, there's two different. There's two different.
Jim,
boys
Jim, and
she's
the boy
harassing.
Was the buddy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this boy got a piss.
Yeah. So they let him go to the bathroom, and she tried to go into the boy's bathroom
to look
to see.
Like, what do you think's happening in there, Judy?
It's just a bathroom.
That is funny though, because like kids don't see difference really between boys and girls like
I
that.
Know.
Like it's all taught. How you see that stuff until you get older and you realize there is like some slight differences between things, but for the most part it is just the same.
I do think it's a little strange that like elementary school bathrooms are separated, because there's truly like, what is gonna happen?
I wonder if it's for the staff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
because there's a people there besides the kids. It's not just kids ruling over the school like in Lord of the Flies.
Well, staffs have their own bathroom, usually.
Sometimes, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I never thought
well,
about
I think,
it.
Well, I think legally, only female teachers can enter, like, the girls' restroom. I mean, in some states.
After they have the tour, they go back. Now, don't they go to, like, the media room or something?
That's the library.
Oh, that's right. They just call it two different things.
Yeah.
But they go back to class.
Yeah, and then it's just like a generalized wrapping up of the day, I think.
Yeah, they have like a recess and stuff. I don't really talk about that, which is weird. You think that's like, that was always the highlight, was the recess. I mean, not much for me because outside hurt. Also, throughout my kindergarten, up until like first grade, I didn't get a recess.
Why?
Because I would cause so much problems that I was put on, they called it the wall.
Oh my god.
And it's where you would sit in timeout and you would just accumulate. So like you get like 5-minute increments. So like every day I'd have like 30 minutes, which is like the entire recess.
That's so crazy.
Uh-huh. And I remember one time I got 2 recesses taken away because one of my friends, they were playing and I thought he was getting bullied. So I ran up. And I did, like, that snake bite thing to a kid.
Oh, no.
But I, like, jumped and threw all my weight into it. So, like, I, like, ripped his skin open.
Oh, gross.
I got in trouble.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
They weren't even fighting.
Oh, my God. Well, I think you also didn't go to pre-K.
No, I, like, didn't need it or whatever. I tested out of it or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Which, like, mentally and everything, I was fine, but I probably needed the, like...
The socialization, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why in my opinion, people should send their kids just for the socialization alone.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have super mega snake bited a kid. See, I remember me ripping his arm open, but I bet it wasn't that bad.
No, no, probably not.
But, like, in my head, it was cooler than what I did. I probably just went up and went, eh. But, like, you know, that hurts.
It does hurt.
The kids did start crying. And my friend was like, whoa. So, like, I was pretty much the cool kid that day. But I did get
the wall. Also got the wall.
That's what they called it, the wall. What else? So then...
So they wrap up the day, and then she tells Lucille that she gets to ride the bus home, and she's not happy about it. And that's when Lucille's like, oh, on the ride home, they're going to dump chocolate milk on your head. And
that's what happened to my shithead brother, yeah. Larry. She never gives him his name, but I'm just going to say Larry.
And then Ginny B starts freaking out because she doesn't want chocolate milk poured on her head, which, you know, out of everything, like, I feel like that's not even, like, the worst thing that could happen to you on a bus.
Yeah. It could be, like, a bottle of piss or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, someone could shoot snot rockets at you. Like.
Yeah. Ours are examples are very different. So then she decides to hide.
Yeah.
She hides under the desk, and then the teachers come in looking for her, and then they leave, and then she hides in the supply closet, and then she falls asleep in the supplies closet. Yeah, she falls asleep. Because Grandpa Miller says she's the best hider.
Yeah. Also, wasn't sleeping. She was just taking a rest, which was what Grandpa Miller does when he closes his eyes in front of the TV. And then her grandma says, comes in and says, go to bed, Frank.
Frank. See, like, that is what I liked, is when just saying the off-the-wall stuff that kids say, because, like, they just listen to everything. And they don't remember everything, but they remember the dumbest stuff.
Yeah, no, like, their definition for things is so, like, crazy.
So then she, like, basically starts exploring the school.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how it does not scaring her, because schools are scary when no one's there. Personally, like, it creeps me out. So, like, the fact that she wasn't nervous.
Yeah.
Like, walking around, like, she goes to, like, the nurse's office and, like, wears her sweater and starts putting Band-Aids on.
Well, she hasn't experienced trauma, it seems like, so this is just, like, a fun time.
Oh, this is what
her.
Normal kids have.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I didn't have a good childhood.
Look at the way you stand. People with normal childhoods don't stand like
yeah.
that.
But yeah, she gets on some crutches and decides she's going to, like, try and stand on them, and then gets stuck in the air and then smacks her head, which scared the shit out of me, because I was like, oh, no, she's dead.
Like, I was surprised, like, the janitor didn't hear her screaming.
This janitor was singing I Started the Rainbow. I was over the rainbow or whatever, so he must have been rocking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I heard anything in an empty school...
Yeah, especially a child screaming in pain, like...
Yeah, that's scary. It must be a big school. I think that's what we're supposed to take from it.
Yeah.
Or we're picking too many holes into it.
Yeah. It just wasn't supposed to mean that much. She does call the janitor the man with the can, though.
Which is a pretty rad name for the janitor. And she doesn't talk down to the janitor, which is nice.
Yeah.
Then
she has to pee.
Yeah, she has to pee real bad. And all the bathrooms are locked.
Yeah, because the janitor's cleaning and... Mm-hmm. And she tries to go back into...
I never understood why they locked... everything at night, because they did that in my school too. Why? Who's gonna be stealing the toilet?
I think it's so, like, no one hides in there, like,
oh, like, he's, like, checking it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, she's just, like, running from room to room, so, like, he has no idea she's there.
Yeah. Anyway, so then she calls 911 because she's having emergency.
Yeah.
Emergency. There's no E. It's emergency. And the 911 operator is telling her to calm down, and she's freaking out.
Yeah, she's just, like, screaming and saying that she's locked in and, like, she's just having a breakdown.
Something, an accident's going to happen.
Yeah, that she's going to have an accident. And
so
Eventually, she runs outside. Like, she has the mind to, like, get out of the school and run outside.
Well, yeah, she goes around outside, and the janitor's, like, chasing her, because he's like, whoa, what, relax.
Yeah, there's a kid here.
And then, like, the fire, a green fire truck, which is... Yeah,
I've never heard of a green fire truck.
Did Barbara never see a fire truck? Hey, Barbara, get the Ouija board. Barbara, did you never see a fucking fire truck? A green fire truck? Am I insane?
And the ambulance is red, which ambulances, I think, are red now, but, like...
They're usually white, I thought.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, white and red.
White and red.
But... It was more blown away because it was, like, a John Deere branded fire truck.
John Deere branded fire truck.
I take a ride on my big green fire truck. That one didn't hit with you? I could be a country singer, I'm telling you.
I, like, spaced out for half a second, so, I hardly registered.
I can sing it.
I'm good. I think we'll save that for Patreon. Another I was going to say another podcast.
It's a Patreon unlock.
Where we will only sing parody songs about fire trucks.
I would gladly make a parody album. I used to do that when I was in, like, middle school and early high school.
Oh, yeah. When Key of Awesome was a thing.
Before then, before Key of Awesome.
Oh, I was in middle school when Key of Awesome was a thing. Uh-huh.
Well, they were a thing, but I was doing it before, like, I even seen that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the old, like, Machinima parodies, like, were the ones that I was into.
Yeah.
I remember I did a parodies version of Pain by 3D's Grace. And I did a Buck Cherry Sorry parody where I apologized to all the terrible things I did to my friends. I made up scenarios of what I did.
I was going to say, I'm not even going to ask because I'm sure I don't want to know.
I used to have them written down, but then, like, I lost the iPad with the iPod with all of them on there. Mm. I had, like, six songs. And I had one that was, like, about my... I wrote with my buddy called Fat. And it was
like
about
the
him.
The Weird Al song?
No, like, Lump. You know the song Lump by Presidents of the United States of America? Anyway... So then the police are like, you're under arrest, and they fire at this 5-year-old.
No, nothing. Like, the police, the janitor's just like, oh, like, come back in, I'll unlock the bathroom. And so she goes back
little
in.
Little sis.
Yeah, he calls her little sis. Well, first he calls her Missy, which is her name when she's in trouble.
You don't hear Missy anymore.
Yeah, not really.
It died
unless they're
in the 2000s.
Being like condescending, it's usually older people who use it.
Yeah, boomer doomers. Yeah. So then she gets to use the restroom, and then her mom, Mrs. and the principal are like relieved to see her, but then once they see her, they're like mad.
Yeah, which rightfully so, because like they looked for her in the school.
Yeah, not only. Did she hide from them? But she called the goddamn fireman, the goddamn 911 or whatever. And that's kind of where it ends.
Yeah. Basically, her mom's like, don't ever do that again.
And then, don't ever do that again. And she's like, well, I don't want to ride the bus anymore. She's like, well, what if I call, you know.
Grace.
Grace's mom, and you can sit with Grace.
And she's like, oh, I know Grace. I go to school with her.
Yeah, and then that's kind of how it ends.
Yeah, that's how it ends, is her and Grace are friends.
There's no police shootout. I don't think this book's for adults.
You don't think so? I don't know, I feel like it could be an adult book, like a good sit down.
But would you suggest your kids to read this book?
No. I feel like it's a good chapter book to start off with, though, like for an early reader. I mean, it's definitely not the best, but it's like Beloved, like they're remaking them.
True. And I didn't like it very much. And I'm objectively looking at it. I've read like similar stuff.
Yeah.
It's no Bionicles chapter book.
Yeah, no, I feel like this, out of all of the chapter books, this is like the least advanced kind of chapter book that doesn't have pictures on every page. And it's definitely for kids that like, this is like the type of book that you would read to like a kindergartner and they would giggle. Like, they would just be giggling the whole time because, like, I feel like mentally all kindergartners are in that headspace, but, like, aren't brave enough to be.
If I want to set fire to everything, yeah. But I don't know how fire works.
Yeah.
Which, like a goblin, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And now, would I be against one of our kids reading it? No. Would I suggest them to read it? No. I think there's better ones that apply more imagination.
Yeah.
That I think I would rather read. But no, I don't think this was bad or anything. And I did appreciate the Jim hate.
Yeah.
That was nice.
I would suggest my kids to read this just for them to kind of get a feel of the way, like, chapter books and stuff like that work. Because they are funny, in my opinion. Like, in from a child's point of view. Like, there's some stuff, like, even I kind of, like, laughed at because it's just so lighthearted.
Maybe it's because I didn't really ever read lighthearted stuff. I always read like Goosebumps, and then like after Goosebumps I jumped to like I've always been like 3 or 4 reading levels ahead of everyone else, so have I
but, and like
oh I know, but like so like in like after Goosebumps when I got out of grade school I jumped right to like historical fiction, which will get thrown in like, you know, like the young adult section when it's like not young adult. Like,
yeah.
Like I read like a pirate book where people were getting torn in half, like stuff like that. So like maybe that's where I come from is like, oh, I was reading like such stuff that was like too adult at the time for me to read that. It's like, I could never imagine younger me reading that. But I think also I don't even know if I was reading a lot and I don't remember much of my grade school experience.
I do remember reading a lot. I read all the time practically. So like I look at a lot of these with a nostalgic kind of view. I did read a lot of like children's books as a child. But
yeah.
My mom was always very encouraging of me to read. So, like, if I found a book that I liked and I read it, she would immediately buy me every single book in the series. And I would have the entire series on hand. So, that's just kind of how.
Sure.
From my experience.
I also think this was kind of like an origin story. And I don't mind origin stories. But I definitely usually I tend to like dislike them. I tend to like them less than I do the rest of whatever. So I think
this
book
one,
2 will be a lot better.
Yeah, this one isn't very plot heavy. I know book 2. Well, don't laugh.
There's a lot of political intrigue in this Junie B. Jones.
Don't
book.
Laugh. don't laugh at me.
Junie B. Jones and the scary mean senator.
So,
just her trying to beat lobbyists.
No, that's in the first grade series.
No, that's where she joins the the rebellion against the government.
Junie B. Jones College Edition. All right, but at the end of the Junie B. Jones book, there is a little like sneak peek of the next book where it's definitions that kind of hint at what the next book is going to be about. This one it hints that the next one is called Junie B. Jones and a Little Monkey Business is number 2, and her definitions are babies, nurseries, cribs, recess, Ricardo, and Grandpa Miller.
Ricardo.
Yes, Ricardo.
The heart from Adventure Time.
No.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about, though.
That's my life, is I just remember dumbass things like that.
I can read you the Ricardo definition, if you would like.
I kind of want to be surprised.
Okay.
Why don't you pick one out of there and you read for the listeners?
Oh, I'll pick cribs. A crib is a bed with bars on the side of it. It's kind of like a cage at the zoo, except with a crib, you can put your hand through the bars and the baby won't pull you in and kill you.
Okay, maybe the second one will be better.
Yeah, so
it's just her beating the shit out of her little sibling. So if you had to give this a rating out of 10, what would you give it?
I think I would give it... Should I include my nostalgia or not?
Yes, whatever you think.
I'm going to give it 7 stupid smelly buses.
Okay, I'm going to give it 4.
That's pretty fair. So I think that rounds out to 5.5 stupid smelly buses out of 10.
Yeah, it's like a five and a half. Nothing too, just a good starter offer.
Yeah.
The next series we're going to read next week, we're going to jump around between a couple series, just to spice it up.
Yeah, so it doesn't get too bland.
Go ahead.
Reading, 20 Junie B. Jones books in a row, and it's like, come on, man, read something else.
Yeah, so we'll probably do, kids book series, and then the fourth week, we'll do a comic.
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty fair. Yeah.
So I'm thinking the next book we start with is the Magic Treehouse series. So I'm really excited for that.
And if you guys have any, book suggestions of your beloved childhood series, we would love to check those out if we haven't already. I mean, even if we have already read them, obviously.
Yeah. And I'm going to end the show with a joke from this 90s joke book I found at Goodwill 5 years ago. I'm going to turn to a random page, and I'm going to read you a joke.
Oh, boy.
It's called 101 Rock and Roll Jokes and Riddles by Katie Hull and Lisa Eisenberg. It was written in 1991 and put out by Scholastic Book, Inc.
Wow.
I know, so let's see if these aged well.
Oh, boy.
What do you get if you cross a trumpet with an apple?
I don't know. What do you get when you cross a trumpet with an apple?
Tutti Frutti.
Oh, my fucking God.
This is Reading Isn't For Kids. My name's Austin.
My name's Anna.
Remember, reading isn't for kids, and make sure to drink your cereal milk.